Welcome to The Cooldown, a Bailiwick Express podcast where we meet the people making the sports headlines. Hello, I'm Nick Mann, and what a day of Scion Cup rugby that was. Guernsey sides dazzled in the sunshine against Jersey, winning the men's and ladies' clashes in starkly contrasting ways at Foots Lane. In this episode, I bring you an insight from men's coach Jordan Reynolds and player for the match Kieran McGann in the immediate aftermath of their 49-33 win, while ladies coach Steve Evans joined me in the studio to talk through their 17-15 victory, which came after a successful penalty in the 80th minute.
You know, I remember I had a chat with you just before Christmas, and I said, look, stick with us, the tide's turning. We came after Christmas, we won a huge amount of games. I think we won 7 on the other side of Christmas, which was amazing. And then, you know, we get into this Siam Cup, and we've won that one as well. So this group was always turning that corner, and we just had to keep trusting them. And, you know, I thought they were excellent today, and they deserved the win.
It's certainly a fast start. That's going to be important.
Yeah, and you would love to try and manipulate that coaching-wise into a fast start. But, you know, for us, I think we were saying before, you know, we did this mental prep before the game where we did some visualization stuff we haven't done before. And when we went into our warm-up, everyone just seemed a lot more calmer and clear on their roles, because our game plan today was executed perfectly. And then when we came back in and we came back out, I think that first 20 minutes just showed, you know, we're under pressure in here. We defended well, then we exited well, and then we're on top of them. And I think it was just that calm heads and using that excitement in the moments that we needed to.
Yeah, I guess, and that's such an important point of performance as well, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you can never be perfect, but I don't think we're too far away from that today. But, you know, for us, the pinnacle for us was based off a huge defensive effort. You know, if you look at our defensive sets, I think they only had 4 line breaks for the game, which was amazing for us. And, you know, something that probably wasn't consistent this season. But when you've got the motivation of the Siam Cup behind you, it's pretty easy to get up for it.
And you spoke before about the game plan, so could you explain that a bit more, what you were looking to do out there?
Yeah, well, we wanted to play in certain areas. We wanted to execute certain things. It was no-nonsense rugby in our own half. Apply pressure back into them. We had some defensive shapes that we wanted to make sure we're running. And then we had our launches at certain parts of the game. And like I said, I think you would have to say 90% of that worked for us today, which is great. It's setting game plans, and it's very difficult because you need the player buy-in. And like I said, I think all our players stepped up today and delivered on that, which was great. They understood the task that was at hand, and we got the result.
I mean, Jersey did come back at you a few times. Like, how were you feeling at those points?
I was pretty calm the whole game, and I think the reason why I was calm is you can always look at your defensive efforts. Like, we were quick off the ground, no logs on the ground. We're quick off the ground setting the line. I always get nervous when our effort's not there, and our effort was always there today, so that's the defining factor for us. So that was probably the calmest I've been all season, to be honest. You know, and like I said, when it all kind of, everyone was all emotional, I'd already accepted that we were probably in a good position to win that game with only, you know, 10-15 minutes to go. And like I said, because you could just see the energy from the boys that was working, and the same thing was applied last year to Jersey. You know, I could tell we were going to lose that game with about 25 minutes to go because our energy was low and theirs was high. So, you know, it swings in roundabouts. We might have got it this year, but then, you know, we're going to go back there and face them at their place.
And that's going to be important, I guess. Like, I know it's a year ahead. There's a lot to play for. But you were disappointed after the result last year. Got the result this year.
Yeah, and that's it. But, you know, we've got a long time to worry about that one. For us at the moment, you know, We wouldn't be thinking too far ahead. We're just going to get some beers into us, celebrate with our families and our community. And, you know, it's always a good session tonight and a good session tomorrow, because this is our Mad Sunday now. And like I said, we finished 10th in the league. But if you actually look at it, we should be finishing 8th with the way we were. So this could be arguably one of our best seasons. And, you know, it's definitely one of our best finishes.
And what happens now with your squad? A few players leaving, or...?
There's not many leaving at the moment. We've got a couple of retirees, but we're not going to name them because they've just won. They might want to keep on playing. But evidently, we'll have a good break now. We only really get around 5 to 6 weeks off when we're back in the pre-season. But we might we might negotiate an extra week in there for them. But normally everyone's on holiday. I'm on holiday pretty soon, so we just have a rest and enjoy it.
And enjoy tonight. Great, thank you.
Thank you, mate.
Fast start today. How important was that?
Oh, it was massively important. We haven't had a fast start for the past 3 or 4 weeks. And in a cup final like the Siam Cup is, it makes a massive difference.
And how important is the Siam in terms of your season?
Oh, it's the fixture we all look for when the fixtures get released. We're glad we won it this year, but look, we want to go to Jersey next year and get it back. We know how tough Jersey is a place to go, and I'm sure they'll be hurt after today's performance. But yeah, we'll enjoy today, and we'll definitely celebrate with a few beers.
And did it feel comfortable out there? I mean, there were points in the game where Jersey kept coming back and kept coming back. They wouldn't die.
Yeah, it always felt comfortable. I think the first try after half time definitely set the game. I think if they'd scored first after half time, it would have changed the game. But it just shows like we were on it the whole 80 minutes today.
And what's the main point of difference today? Would you put that down to?
Oh, just the energy in our defence. We've lacked it massively in the previous weeks, which the amount of points conceded probably shows. But yeah, the defence was awesome today, and our attack is as good as it has been all season.
And in a sense, it just turned into your personal performance as well. Man of the match, how does that feel?
Yeah, it's really good. It was something I sort of aimed for pre-game. But as long as the boys all played well, that's all that matters.
It's brilliant, thank you.
Cheers, Nick.
I'm going to take you back to the 80th minute of the game.
Yeah.
The referee awards the penalty to Jersey. You see the assistant coming on. What are you thinking?
To be fair, I thought the game had gone. I thought the ladies had played really well throughout the game. They'd stuck at it. You know, we'd strung together a few attacking phases. But I thought generally they played a really good game. They defended well. They'd scored. They'd stayed in the game, and I was pleased with the performance. I was disappointed to lose. I saw the mall collapse. The ref awarded a scrum, and I had no idea why the AR was coming on. He'd obviously seen something. I didn't. And then you think, okay, we're in with a chance here. And I knew perfectly well that Chelsea was capable of kicking that. It was a question of, did she have the bottle, for want of a better description? You know, you give her that kick, 99 times out of 100 in training, it goes over. And I think the fact that she stepped up, didn't hesitate, and kicked it, you know, is all credit to her. And I think that shows her experience. You know, she's been one of the stalwarts of the club. It's her 13th Siam. And I think we've depended on Chelsea all season. She's not played in every game, but she's been there to provide that experience and that sort of just a bit of a calm, cool, older head in what is a very young and inexperienced team. You know, on Saturday, out of the 22 players in that squad, 14 of them would qualify as under 21s. That is just, you know, an amazing testament to the Guernsey Rugby Academy, bringing through the under 18s. We've attracted new players, but we have depended on you know, older players, and I'm going to forget some of them. You know, Gillian Smith, who's played in the front row, and Chelsea, those older players, and you know, not all our players are late teens and early 20s. We have got some older, you know, players in their late 20s, early 30s, but they've tended to come to the game a bit later. So, you know, well done, Chelsea. Thanks for stepping up. And, you know, last kick, the last game of the season to win a Siam is absolutely amazing. And it's one of those memories. You know, I've played rugby since I was 10, 11. And it's one of those memories that'll stay with me forever. So well done, Chelsea. Well done, girls.
It's so uplifting, isn't it? And I think it creates a mood in the stadium as well. And actually, after the game, you just feel this good vibes.
We've had a really, really tough season. You know, we played in NC1, we've had one win, one draw. We were ninth out of a league of 10. So from a league point of view, not a particularly successful season. But, you know, we've had some wins along the way. We've had Edie Coyd play for County. You know, we've seen a team develop and gel together. And I think it just shows that, you know, it sounds trite. It's a testament to all the hard work that the ladies have put in over the season. We've had some really heavy defeats. All bar one game, they have stuck at it until the 80th minute. They've, you know, heads haven't gone down. Atmosphere, training, they've worked really hard. They've rocked up when it was, you know, pouring rain in November, when we've been desperately looking for alternative venues to train because the pitch is like a swamp. They've rocked up. They've worked really hard. I just think it shows that, you know, if you've got a team and a squad that are prepared to play for one another, then you can achieve things. And I think achieving the Siam on Saturday has been really good. And I think it sets a stepping stone for next season. I think our league season finished and one win, one draw. Is that all we've got to show for the hard work that we've put in? And I think they deserve more than that, to be fair. I think the league we've played in has been really competitive. There are probably four or five teams that could easily play in the league above. And we've sort of hung on in there. We've put a team out every week, which is more than a lot of teams have done. You know, there have been teams awarding walkovers. And we've managed, even if we've travelled with 15 or 16, we've got a team out. And again, I think that's a testament to the camaraderie and how good morale is within the team. And, you know, the Siam, wow, is all I've got to say, really. I'm really pleased for them.
Coming into the game, we spoke ahead of it, and you said you were going to win. Yeah. I think there was some scepticism within the crowd. If we look at the records of the two sides going into it, I guess it shows you can't just...
I don't think the scepticism was just in the crowd, to be honest. You know, Guernsey Raiders of this one club ethos, I think there's been criticism from other teams within the club over the course of the season about the ladies. And Leighton's commentary was less than complimentary. Hopefully I'll see him tonight and I'll talk to him about it. It's our awards ceremony. And I think, you know, one of the things we've learned this season is there's a lot of stuff that goes on outside the squad. That's outside noise. You can't control it. You can't control what people think. You can't control what people say. What you can control is how you react to it. And I'm really proud of the way our ladies reacted. I know that some of the younger team members had a bit of a go at Leighton on Saturday after the game. Well, fair play to them. They stood up and defended their team. But I think how you react to that outside criticism is shows what your team is made of. And I'm really proud of all the team that they've stuck together through what has been an incredibly hard season. And I think they deserve the Siam. When you could see it during the warm-up that they were up for it. And again, I think, you know, yeah, Jersey, you know, they've had a really good season. They've been promoted, but I think people sometimes forget that they actually play a level below us. So, you know, I think it's difficult to compare the leagues. And when it counted, we were able to beat them. And I think, you know, it's like I said, you could tell as soon as the warm-up started on Saturday. And sometimes this over the course of this season, it's been difficult to get when the warm-up started. It's taken sort of 10, 15 minutes, and we've been slow starters in the game, and it's taken 10 off 15 minutes, sometimes even a whole half before we seem to switch on as a team. But on Saturday for the Siam, as soon as we started the warm-up, everyone was switched on. You could tell that everyone was up for it. And, you know, we've got some of our under-18s have been signed off to play. They were really, really nervous and anxious about playing in front of a home crowd. We'd had a bad season. They knew that people didn't expect much of them. Well, I think, you know, the team demonstrated, the whole squad demonstrated that, you know, you just can't write the team off, and if they're prepared to play for one another, then amazing things will happen. And I think the win, you know, it was an amazing win, and I'm really proud of them. Well done, girls. Thanks.
And it's, I guess it's also a platform now for next season. I think you mentioned that earlier. Maybe it will encourage more players into the squad as well. Because
we've got quite a big squad, which I think you need. You know, we've got 30 plus players, and then when you consider that, you know, training's twice a week, we've picked up injuries, the people, you know, retired. And then the away trips, you know, it's a whole day. It's not like we're based in the UK and you can drive for an hour, play your game and go home, and it, you know, you're gone from late morning to early afternoon, and you can do things before and afterwards. It's a whole day. Often we're on the 7 o'clock flight out and the last flight back, and, you know, people have work, people have, you know, there's mums, you know, there's people working for their A-levels, all sorts of other commitments that people have to factor in. But it seems to work. You know, the atmosphere in the squad has been really good all season, and if there is anyone out there that thinks, I fancy giving rugby a go, I'm bored of going to the gym, I'm bored of cycling, doing whatever else you do, come down. You know, pre-season will start at the beginning of July. We're there on a Tuesday, we're there on a Thursday. If you just fancy coming down and giving it a go and seeing what the squad is like and what training's like, you don't have to play. But there's not many, you know, we've had a few people rock up this season and say, I think I'll just, one of my friends said that the training's really good, I think I'll come, I don't fancy playing though. And then you give them a couple of weeks of training and they sort of, I think I've changed my mind about playing, I really love the contact, you know, can you consider me for the squad? And I think, you know, again, that shows that ladies rugby is nationally, internationally, is a lot more high profile, and it's seen as an acceptable sport for ladies.
When you came into the office earlier, you said you hadn't stopped smiling. Do you think you'll ever stop smiling?
Oh, yeah, I'll stop. Come pre-season, you know, the siam will be a tick in the box, and then we'll focus on next season. We've got I know I say it every interview, and I think everybody knows, I am immensely competitive. I don't like losing anything. Ask my kids, tiddlywinks, darts, Scrabble, whatever it is, I like to win. And, you know, I know sort of the rest of the coaching team, Alex and Steve, are really competitive as well. And we want to do well in the league, and we want to see the squad grow. You know, and it has done this season. The development, when you look back at the beginning of the season and where we are now, skill levels, individual approaches, you know, we have really, really committed players. You have to be committed if you're going out and losing, and people are just desperate to get better. And you know, as a coach, you can't ask for anything more, really. I'd like to see wins. Yeah, you know, I'd like to see wins and I'd like to see the league. But when you sit back and think about it, the fact that the team have developed enormously, it, both individually as units and as a whole team and squad, that's got to be a win. For me, and I think, you know, we've got some of the under 18s are off to uni, or people will be leaving the island, but if they can go and find a club and enjoy their rugby off island, then that's a win as well. And, you know, I hopefully they'll stay in the game, and that's got to be good for the sport.
That's brilliant, Steve. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Thanks.
That was The Cool Down. Thanks again for listening. Please like and subscribe for more. You can find all our sports news on gsy.bailiwickexpress.com and on all our social channels. Sign up to our daily email to keep up to date on all the work the Express team does.